story. So we've got the leaders there behind it, you know, the mystical ones who sit there in the back room. And we take a look, you know, into their life. We slip into their room and their discussions we listen to, and their activities we observe. And, you know, they are talking about materialism, how useful that philosophy is. Because it keeps people from thinking on that higher level, which where they are, because they are at the level of, you know, the astral level of the mind, you could say. In other words, they are, you know, they are belonging to secret societies, as they're called today, which are, you know, exist by name and membership, so I mean, they're not so secret. Open secrets, you could say. And when you look into them, you find there another worldview than the one among the populace, ordinary citizens. A worldview which is the one that, you know, R.P.O. writes about in his book and is about to find. And which, yes, is not just a matter of ideas in your head, in your mind, or in your intellect, but a cosmos you live in. And they live on another level, meaning that the mental level, the astral level, is more real than the physical. And that's where things are really going on, where things are controlled from. The physical is controlled from there. And if you're nice there, you're an angel, as we call it here on Earth. A sadhu, a sage. A saint. Or you can be, you know, something else. Someone else, more parasitic. And for whatever reason, if you find yourself in a leadership position, or when you are on that level, you can also control the others, and that's the way this materialism, we show it then. And these are this is, you know, their discussions, where they teach people that they are only physical beings, bodies, meant to work for them directly or indirectly, as cattle, more or less. And they will then get food and other enjoyable things. place to live, you know, some alcohol, whatever, toys to play with. And they can, you know, copulate happily. You know, from this platform of these inner circles here, this higher level, such humans are seen that way, as cattle. And they feed off their prana. So there are those two different people on this planet, those who feed off Mother Nature's gifts of God and Goddess, and those who feed off others by sucking their life. And this is definition of parasite, right? So we show this, but then show how this worldview of materialism, which it really is, it's a cosmos that you create in the minds of people, and it becomes their reality that they live in. It's very nifty, because you can then even tell them that, you know, don't get lost in your mind, and the mind is just nothing really, and it's all going on here in the physical. Feel your body, that's the real thing. So in this way, it's a way of keeping people, those such people, down in a lower level of life, which is good for maintaining slaves. That's how they've been doing it, you know. Look at colonialism. On and on, we'll tell that story there somewhere. And quite soon.